This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
The Great War, through a London child's eye.
October 10th, 1914. I must be the proudest boy in London. Father joined the London Regiment last week. Mother and I went to the station to see him off to his training.
Edward, you are the man of the house whilst I'm away. Understand, old chap?
Yes, Father. Do write and tell me everything. I shall be so proud.
Yes, do write. We shall miss you so very much.
Of course. Goodbye, darling. Goodbye.
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 Mother and I walked home. The queue for the bus was too long, and it was a beautiful autumn day. Everywhere we looked, there seemed to be soldiers and posters now telling men to join up. I felt as proud as Punch to think of Father.
I'm trying to think of anyone who hasn't joined up. Mr. Parry's gone now, so has Ernest Lifetree, and just yesterday Maud told me that Arthur Howell, her cousin from Gospel Oak, is off with the Fusiliers too. Oh, it will seem so strange without the men.
Yes, so many of the boys at my school have seen their fathers and big brothers go off, and a good few of the masters to boot. Dear old Dotty Templeton has been left to teach most of the lessons.
Oh gosh, Dr. Templeton is about 90 years old. I don't think he'll be going to the front any time soon. I rather suspect we womenfolk will get a chance to prove our worth.
Anyway, you mean like the suffragists? Votes for women?
Votes, jobs. We're all perfectly able, you know. There are plenty of jobs we could do. A country can't sit waiting for all the men to return.
Hey, I'm still here.
Something I am heartily pleased about. How about we stop at the Angel Hotel for afternoon tea? I think I need something cheerful to think about.
It was getting dark when we left. Mother was needed at church. They were serving food to people who did not have enough, so she is doing her part. I walked a few streets on my own. I met Sydney on the way. Since his brother and father joined up, he seems to act rather more like a little man most of the time.
Edward, Mother told me the news. Your father's answered the call.
Yes, we've just seen him off.
Capital. You know, I tried again yesterday.
You are only 13, Sydney. You have to be 19 to join the army.
Nah, you just have to be clever. That's all, pal. My mate Johnny Ash got in, and he's only 17. And Harry Thompson, he fooled him too. And he's only 15. I tell you, they're too busy to be too fussy.
You are a lot braver than I. It sounds like a terrific adventure. But I'd be, well, too scared to be much cop.
Well, the way I look at it, when else am I going to be able to see a bit of the world? Made it as far as getting pen on the paper. But then would you believe it? Some rotter from our road bawls me out and says, never mind the Hun. My mother will be on the warpath if they let me put a cross on that line. Said my father would kick me all the way back to England if he found me in his trench.
Bad luck, old chap. There are still plenty of regiments left to try, I expect. What about the cavalry? Can you ride a horse, do you think?
What, the donkey wallopers? Yeah, why not? Can't be that hard to ride one. And my mother tells me my grandfather was a famous jockey. It'll be in my blood, I tell you. The Boche won't be able to keep up with me. Charge!
And when you are trying to join up, do they not miss you at school? Our school is frightfully strict about absence.
Nah, and, well, fat lot they can do about it anyway. There's lasses in my class who have to stay at home, look after their babies, and like me stand in queues for their mass. Anyway, I'm nearly 14, so they can go hang. If the army doesn't want this fine piece of prime British bully beef, then the post office can have me. Crying out for telegram boys they are.
Mother says Sydney is being reckless, but I think he's brave. Braver than I. As we walk back through the streets with the newspaper boys shouting at the Battle of Ypres and seeing the shops with their bare shelves, I began to feel a little worried. I shall not say anything to Mother, of course, or Sydney.
Ew, why aren't the streetlights coming on? I shall need a flaming torch to get Mother home at this rate.
It's strange, isn't it? Maybe the men who like them have gone to war. Or maybe they are saving money?
Maybe. It is so Fritz won't be able to see where they drop the bombs. Did you hear? They think that they'll use airships. these things called zeppelins, to attack us from the air, if the battle comes to England, that is. Caw, that would be a sight to see.
Not one I want, Sydney. Nothing worries, Sydney. I should not worry. Maybe it is because the nights are getting so dark and I am thinking about Father. Let us hope tomorrow brings more cheerful news.
The Great War, through a London child's eye. Supported by the National Lottery through the Heritage Lottery Fund.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.